Well, this is a very special day again, and you know, it's been a while since we've had a child dedication. I believe it's been right at 4 years. The pandemic hit, and which kind of put things on pause for a while, and then we had to get some more babies born, you know. So, but today we come before you, and we're going to be dedicating 8 children to the Lord, so we're really excited about that. The Bible says that children are a gift from God. In fact, Psalm 127:3 proclaims that sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him. And we know as believers in Jesus Christ that we are called to recognize that children belong first and foremost to God. God in His goodness, in His blessing, gives children to us as gifts to us as parents. And they not only have the awesome responsibility of caring for this gift, parents do, but they also have the wonderful privilege of enjoying the gift. And children are supposed to be a blessing and a joy. And because children belong to God, because they are given to us by grace as gifts to parents, it's only proper and it's only appropriate that children be dedicated back to God. We're told in 1 Samuel 1 that Hannah presented her son Samuel to the Lord. In Luke chapter 2, verse 22, we read that Mary and Joseph brought their baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem in order to present him before the Lord. And so in the same way, these parents that will come up in just a few minutes bring their children to present and dedicate them to the Lord. I'm going to read a scripture to you this morning, and it's a familiar scripture. If you want to turn over there, you're more than welcome. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. We refer to this as the Shema, and this was a very important passage to the Jewish people. So let me read it for you. This is the command, the statutes, and ordinances the Lord your God has instructed me to teach you so that you may follow them in the land you are about to enter and possess. Do this so that you may fear the Lord your God all days of your life by keeping all his statutes and commands I am giving you, your son and your grandson, so that you may have a long life. Listen, Israel, and be careful to follow them so that you may prosper and multiply greatly because Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has promised you a land flowing with milk and honey. Now listen to this. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is one. The Lord, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words I am giving you today are to be in your heart. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them be a symbol on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This is a Jewish Orthodox confession called the Shema. It's a Hebrew word that means to hear. And this confession is still recited today, each morning and evening, by devout Jews all over the world. So important is this confession that Jewish boys in Orthodox homes are required to memorize it as soon as they can speak. And this Shema prayer was so important and so influential that Jesus used it as the beginning to his answer. Remember the greatest commandment in Mark chapter 12? He was asked what the greatest commandment was. What did he say? To love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So he acknowledged that devotion to God was the most important commandment to a believer. And so even today, we as followers of Christ, we can look to the Shema as a wonderful expression that our God is the one true God and that we love Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind and strength. And to love and worship to serve Him is the highest privilege that we can have as followers of Christ. But beyond that, we as parents are to teach our children to do the same. I've often said that our children, that our grandchildren, are our number one mission field. We are to teach and importantly, model to them our love and devotion to God. We do that by what the prayer says, by talking with our children about spiritual things, by being committed to a local body of believers. And as we as parents understand, if we're not committed to God, how can we expect our children to be committed to God? If we don't follow God's word, how can we expect our children to follow God's word? We have to take the initiative and not leave it up to someone else. It's our job first and no one else's. And according to the Shema, this should encompass everyday life. It should be a part of our lives each and every day. Our love for God should be evident in all of our conversations. It should be a way of life. And when parents dedicate their children, they acknowledge God's rule not only over the child, but also over themselves as mom and dad. And so these parents will come today to dedicate their children unto the Lord. And in doing so, they're asking God for wisdom as they raise their child to do that which God has called him or her to do. Parents also come being prayerful that their child might one day trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of their sin. So what I want to do now is introduce our parents and their children. The order that I have them in there is not any specific order. It's the order that I receive their information. So you can tell who got their information to me first and who was last, okay? I'll just leave it right there, okay? So first up, we have Shaylin Hammers and her son, Jeremiah. So come on up here. Just stand right up here if you would. You can just stand right here in front, Shaylin, so everybody can see you and JJ. All right. This is Jeremiah Craig Hammers, and he was born on April 20th, 2022. His nickname is JJ, and that's what we know him as. An interesting fact about JJ is that his older brother picked out his name. Good job, Jimmy. Shaylin said, we needed a name that began with a J. JJ's older brother, James, Jimmy, his father and both grandpas are named after books of the Bible. So Jimmy sat down with his Bible and picked out Jeremiah, and we liked it. And I think that's a great name. All right, so good job there. Jeremiah Craig Hammers. Okay, next up is Alex and Katie Clinton with their three boys, Sam, Chris, and Seth. Come on up. You guys, if you want to move down or come on down, yeah, we got plenty of room. Okay, first up is Samuel Albert Clinton. Sam, you want to wave to everybody? There he is, all right. Sam was born on December 21st, 2019. An interesting fact about Sam, Katie said Sam wasn't supposed to be born until January, but he was born right before Christmas instead. We came home on Christmas Eve, and he wound up being the best Christmas present ever. And I agree with that. All right. And next up, the twins. First of all, Christopher Eric Clinton, born April 21st, 2022. Interesting fact about Chris. They say Chris was always very active before he was born. His personality still matches that to this day. As he's our baby, he was always getting into new things. All right. And then Seth Benjamin Clinton, born April 21st, 2022. Interesting thing about Seth. Seth was supposed to be the older twin, but like his personality now, he likes to take his time and be more relaxed. Despite being more laid back, he is always goofy and vocal. All right? So here we have the Clinton family. Amen. Very good. Next up is Ben and Anna Limekuhler with their daughter, Darcy. Darcy has the longest name of everybody up here today. This is Darcy Lynn Michelle Limekuhler. She was born on July 19th, 2022. An interesting fact about Darcy is, when Anna went into labor with Darcy, Anna went into labor with Darcy the night before she was supposed to be induced. As a result, Darcy ended up being born on Anna's grandmother's birthday. That was my mom's birthday. So that is an interesting fact there. Darcy Lynn Michelle Limekuhler. All right. Next up is Noah and Angie Escobar with their daughters Adelaide and Lena. First of all, we have Adelaide Joy Elise Escobar. She was born on Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2020, and her nickname is AJ. An interesting fact about AJ is that she loves spiders. Next up is Lena Grace Noel Escobar. She was born on November 13th, 2022. An interesting fact about Lena is this. Lena's name was almost Mary. Noah and Angie changed it to Lena at the very last minute. We're talking the very last minute. Harrison and Adelaide were so confused that they would still call her Mary when she was a newborn. They finally learned her name, so that's great. All right, so we have Adelaide and Lena. Okay, and then finally we've got Sean and Amanda Malone with SJ. Come on up. Come on up, buddy. All right. This is Sean Michael Malone Jr. He was born on March 9th, 2021, and his nickname is SJ. That's what we all call him. An interesting fact about Sean Jr. is that he loves worship music and prayer. Amanda said he'll almost yell at us if we start eating without praying first. And once we're done, he says, "Amen, yay." All right. Sean Michael Jr. So we have these beautiful parents before you and their beautiful children. And so we want to have you make a commitment now. So I'm going to have you turn around. You can look at the screen there. And we're going to dedicate these children to the Lord. First of all, I'm going to read this, and then you will agree in your heart. You're going to actually say it out loud by saying "we do" or "I do," whatever you want to say. But first of all, by coming forward today before God and His people, do you hereby declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and your children to the Lord? If so, please respond by saying, "We do." All right, next. I ask now that you enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and His people. So that your children may walk in the abundant life that Christ follows, do you vow by God's help and in partnership with the church to provide your children a Christian home of love and peace, to raise them in the truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline, and to encourage them to one day trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Very good. And finally, everyone else, church and family, friends, if you will stand. I ask the church that they make this vow as well as family and friends and church members. I ask you that you make the following commitment to those who stand before you so that these children may walk an abundant life that Christ offers. Do you, by God's help, vow to be faithful in your calling as members of the body of Christ, to help these parents be faithful to God, and to teach them and train these children in the ways of the Lord so that they might one day trust Jesus as their Lord and Savior? If you accept this responsibility, please respond by saying, "We do." Amen. Amen. Well, let me lead in a word of prayer. You guys can turn back around. Let's pray a prayer blessing over these parents and their children. Father, we come before you today as God's people. And Father, we're excited that we have families standing before you, standing before this congregation who desire to dedicate their children to the Lord. We understand that it's a principle that is rooted in God's Word, and we see it throughout Scripture. And Father, we understand the importance of it. And Father, from this day forward, I pray that these families would remember the commitments that they've made as they've dedicated their children to you, and understanding there to raise them to walk in your ways, Lord, Father, I pray that they would remember to be a model of Christ before their children, to always point them to you in everyday life. And Father, we know that one day when they are older, that you will have a calling upon them. And at that time, I pray that they would be willing to let them go and do the things that you've called them to do. And in doing so, they would remember this day as they dedicated them to you. So Lord, we pray blessings upon them. We pray that you would just strengthen them, encourage them. Father, help them to raise up the next godly generation. I thank you for these parents that stand before you today. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And we ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus. And we pray together, amen. Amen. The rest of you can be seated. You parents, stay right here. I've got a gift for you. So each of the children today are going to receive a baby New Testament and then a certificate of dedication that says this. Certificate of dedication. This says Jeremiah Craig Hammers was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ on this day, May 21st, 2023. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14. Signed, Kobe Boyd, pastor, by order of Bogey Hills Baptist Church, St. Charles, Missouri. All right? If I spelled anything wrong, let me know. I can get you another one, but I think I've got everything correct. So this is for Jeremiah and a little Bible for him. So there you go. And next we've got the Clintons. This is Sam. Here's your Bible, buddy. Okay. And this is for Chris. And Seth, make sure I have that right. Oh, let me get your other plaques here. There you go.
Thank you.
For the Clinton family. And then next we've got Darcy with her little Bible and her certificate. I'm getting my workout today. That's right. Burn, baby, burn. All right. So next we got Adelaide and Lena with their Bibles. And finally, SJ. You want your Bible, buddy? There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's give these guys a hand. Amen. You guys can be seated. Thank you guys so much. That's right. Well, just a couple of more things that I want to share here at the end. But a lot of times we look at people who are examples of godly parents. And one of the very first ones that come up in my mind, at least, are the example of Eunice and Lois as to Timothy. An example, Timothy's sincere faith was not developed without help. He had people that poured into his life that encouraged him in the faith. His mother and grandmother played a very important role in helping Timothy in his faith in the Lord. It was enough of a role that Paul mentioned this in his letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:5, when Paul wrote, "Clearly recalling your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and then in your mother Eunice, and that I am convinced is in you also." Timothy had a sincere faith, which according to Paul dwelt in his grandmother and his mother first. And this reference to Lois and Eunice suggests that Paul personally knew these women. He knew that they were strong, godly women. They had a godly influence in Timothy's life. And they were very instrumental in his life. And Paul, we know, was very instrumental, along with Barnabas, in leading Timothy to a strong faith in Christ as well. He was involved in missionary journeys and different things. And as we understand by Paul's second missionary journey, it's apparent that they had led their grandson to the Lord. And Timothy was Paul's indirect son in the faith who had come to believe through the witness of his mother Lois and his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. All that being said, let me just say this, guys. We can never underestimate the powerful role that we as parents and grandparents play in our children's lives, spiritually, okay? It's important that we live a faith that is so sincere, okay, and that we can be a godly example to them. This is perhaps the single thing, the greatest single thing that will encourage them in their faith to be sincere. Years ago, we didn't have things like Sunday school and vacation Bible school and things like that. You had the parents. You had the parents who instructed their children. And they had the power to shape and encourage their children's faith. And Lois and Eunice understood this. And as a result, Timothy had a sincere and genuine faith. And because Timothy had a godly example in that he had before himself, and because he himself had a sincere faith, this is what Timothy went on to do to impact the kingdom of God. First of all, he was designated to the office of an evangelist, the Bible says. Also, he was a great friend and encouragement to Paul. He spent a great deal of time with him. He was with Paul when he wrote the letters to the Philippians, Colossians, and to Philemon. He went with Paul in his missionary journeys to Phrygia, Galatia, Mysia, Troas, Philippi, Berea, Athens, Thessalonica, Corinth, and Asia. So he spent a lot of time ministering alongside of Paul. The Bible says he was a chief elder, which means he was an overseer or leader in the church in Ephesus. He often had to exercise his leadership over much older people than him. He was young, but he was a godly man and had leadership over much older people. And he leaves a legacy of sincere faith to the point that we're still talking about him today. Amen? And so I'd say that's a pretty good legacy to leave behind. And guys, it started with his grandmother and his mother. Day after day, living an authentic and sincere faith for Timothy to see. That is what helped shape Timothy into the man of sincere faith that he was. And we must do the same with our children and grandchildren. It's important that we live a faith that is sincere so that we can be a godly example to them. That is perhaps the greatest single thing that will encourage them in their faith to be sincere. Listen, faith is not inherited. It's not passed down by osmosis. Just because your parents or your grandparents are followers of Christ doesn't mean that you're going to by default. Faith is not inherited, but it is passed on from one generation to another through the godly influence of parents and grandparents. So I say to our families that were up here today, I say to all of us as parents and grandparents, let's pass on our faith to our children. Amen? Let's make a commitment to raise up generations of godly children who will be the salt and the earth, salt of the earth and the light of the world. Maybe today, though, you come to a place in your life where you feel like, maybe I'm not equipped to do that. And maybe it starts with you making a commitment to the Lord yourself, making a commitment to Jesus to let him be your Lord and Savior. That's the first and foremost thing we have to do in order to raise godly children. We have to know Jesus personally. And the way that we do that is by simply admitting to him that we're a sinner. The Bible says that all of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of God's glory. There's not one person in here who has never sinned. There was only one person who never sinned, and that was Jesus. Amen? But admitting to God that we're a sinner, we have to admit it to him as not of a way because he needs to find something out. He already knows it. We just admit it because it's for our own understanding. So admit to God that we're a sinner. Ask forgiveness and turn away from our sin. That means we're going one way. And we're going down this path and we decide to go this other path. We've talked a lot about the three circles, how we live in a broken world. God originally created a world in which everything worked together, where everything fit together. And he had a plan for marriages and relationships and jobs, raising children. God had a plan. But the problem is we deviate from God's plan. We walk away from God's plan. And when we walk away from God's plan, and when we are sinful in that way, it always leads to brokenness. And guys, we can see the brokenness around us today in our society. You don't have to look very far to see the brokenness. We see broken relationships. We see divorces. We see lawlessness. We see murder. We see people who are doing evil things. It's because people are ignoring God's design. And when we ignore God's design, it leads to brokenness. At that point, we need a remedy. And the remedy is Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to put faith and trust in Him. We have to acknowledge that He is our Lord and Savior. We have to believe that Jesus died, that He was buried, that He rose again. It's not just a story in the Bible. It actually happened. We have to believe on that, and then we have to commit our life to Jesus. And when we do that and pursue, and we begin to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we can once again pursue God's design and live in the blessing of His, live in His blessing in that way. And so today, maybe you need to do that for the very first time. Admit to God that you're a sinner. Believe, ask forgiveness. Believe in what Jesus has done and commit your life to Jesus. We're going to have just a song of commitment this morning. Andrew's going to come lead us as we close. And if there is a decision that you need to make to the Lord, in the quietness of the moment, you don't have to come talk to me. You don't have to talk to anybody else. This is between you and God. And you can talk to Him directly right now as we sing this song to make this commitment to Him. And perhaps today you need to trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I would encourage you to do that. Make that commitment to Him. Beyond that, maybe there's another decision you need to make. Maybe it's to do a better job at being a parent or a grandparent, pointing your kids and grandkids to Christ. Maybe it's a commitment to join this church, to be involved in this fellowship, to plant your life here, to be involved in the ministry that is a part of Bogey Hills Baptist Church. Maybe God is calling you to missions or to some kind of ministry profession. And you can make that commitment to Him. We want to call out those who feel called to that kind of ministry. Maybe there's another decision you need to make. I would encourage you, as we sing and as you make these commitments, please let us know about it. There's a connect card right in front of you or right behind you in the chair in which you're sitting. You can fill that out, drop it in the offering box as you leave, and that way we'll know what you're going through or what questions you have. We can point you and get you on the next step spiritually. But let us know, or you can go online, click our connect card, and do the same thing, and they'll get that information will come directly to me. But whatever the Lord is calling you to do today, I pray that you'd be obedient to Him, all right? Let me lead us in prayer, and then we'll sing together. Father, we thank You today for the commitments that have been made by these parents again. And Father, for those today that perhaps are coming to the realization that they need to make You their Lord and Savior, I pray that they would have the courage to make that decision today. Father, help them to admit to You. Help them to believe upon You. Help them to commit their lives to You, Father. I pray that You would speak to their hearts now. And for other decisions that need to be made, Father, we pray for that as well. Lord, we love You so much. We commit this time to You now, and we ask You to have Your way in us. And we ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus, and we pray together. Amen.